there's no country in the world, I can say fairly confidently, where women are paid more than men, and there's no country in the world where gender inequality doesn't exist. It, of course, it manifests itself differently depending on the context, depending on the country, depending on where women are located and what other issues they're dealing with, whether it's race or ethnicity, or so there's that kind of intersection of issues that women might be dealing with.
Do you think that the issue is tied closer to the economy in developing countries? Like, is there a greater economic impact of these inequities in developing countries than there are perhaps in advanced economies?
Well, I think research shows that the impact on the world economy is huge. The loss to the economy is estimated to be around $17 trillion, the loss of not having women more active in the paid work. But even the benefit that women give to the economy through their unpaid care work, it's also been estimated that women's unpaid care work is worth $10 trillion per year, the kind of work that they do. So it's more strongly felt in developing countries because people are living in such extreme poverty often. So the kind of general economic inequality is much more stark. And the kinds of services that would support less inequality are harder to come by in developing countries, or developing countries aren't able to invest in those things that help support greater equality. So things like public services, health, education, sanitation, childcare, all those things, it's much harder because governments have a harder time also raising revenue in developing countries. So because of, you know, tax havens and a situation where you have corporations and rich individuals who are able to avoid paying their taxes because of weak tax systems. And that has a huge negative impact on the ability of governments to invest in the kinds of investments they would need to support greater gender equality.
Hmm. And what do you think governments should be doing more of to address this? Do you think we are moving, in fact, in the right direction?
Well, there's so many things that governments could do. It's almost a laundry list, but I think public services, just improving public services, has a huge impact on both on the poor and on women. It's often called a virtual income when public services are provided, so that's a big one. Minimum wage legislation and ensuring decent work, I think, are a couple of other things that governments can do. Taxes, ensuring that they're taxing and that the taxes are progressive. This is a really important issue too with gender equality. The way that taxes are raised can also reinforce gender stereotypes, sort of the male breadwinner model. So trying to move away from that joint separate taxes and progressive taxes and closing the loopholes around tax havens. I think these are all important things that the government can do. Training programs for women around, you know, non-traditional areas of work, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, all those issues where women are less in that sector and where the wages tend to be higher. It's another big area. Holding corporations responsible for the kinds of labor standards that they have overseas. And I think another really big one is supporting women's rights organizations, both in any context, whether that's developed or developing, in our aid programs, if we're in developing countries, in our local, in the North and in the South, supporting women's rights organizations who are really holding governments to account, especially in a world where we have elites who are able to capture the political lobbying of governments and changing the kinds of policies to their advantage, having that counterbalance of women's rights organizations who are able to demand changes and hold their governments to account in that way. I think that's also key.
And do you see that happening?
It depends. There are some changes in some places, but it's clearly not enough. We're seeing much, much worse situation every year. Oxfam puts out a report that shows how concentrated wealth is becoming in the elite. So now I think last year it was 64 people who owned as much wealth as the bottom half of humanity. 1% of the world's population owns as much as the other 99%. That kind of incredible concentration of wealth is having a negative impact on the ability of the rest of the world to pull itself out of poverty. And a lot of the things that will end broader economic inequality will also have a positive beneficial effect on ending gender equality.